You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. It's good to be here today. Always good to come and talk to you about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, this is Dr. Bob here. I just want to talk to you this morning about God, the Holy Ghost, about the Holy Spirit of God. I've been doing a series on the Holy Spirit kind of from start to finish, all the way through the Old Testament, right up until how He lives and how He dwells in you. I'm going to cover down the road all about His gifts, how they operate, things like tongues, are they for today or are they passed away? Do you need them or do you not? How do you get them if you do? I'm going to cover all these things, but right now I'm just going through step by step to tell you about the things of the living God. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick our program up 24/7 by simply going to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. And then click on the calendar and then pick any Saturday. My son Landon and I, and we have 2 years of teachings on here, and you can pick us up anytime 24/7. So do that if you run. Also, if you're traveling today and you're getting anything out of the message and you're going out of the zone, you can pick us up, and also you can email us. Just three words, remember: BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. Be glad to send you a CD. Or you can download, you can podcast the program, but you can continue it if you're listening to the message. And also, Linda and I have been praying every week for a sweet little girl named Kelly Bionovich, and we've been asking you to pray every week and hope and believe that you have been. But anyway, she went home to be with her wonderful Lord. She's in the arms of the Lord Jesus. Just wanted to tell you that, and want to send a blessing of comfort and peace and rest out to the Bionovich family today. And just love Kelly knew her very, very personally. And just thank you for all your prayers for her. And she's resting in the arms of Jesus. We're going to have a very deep teaching here today. A complete teaching on the Spirit of the living God. But now, it's for the seeker. It's for people that really want to know, hunger after God, want to learn and want to grow in the things of the Lord. I want you to always be aware of how the Spirit works in you. We know about God the Father. And we know about God the Son, but we seem to know very little about God the Holy Ghost. Well, you say, why do we need to know these things, Bob? You need to know. You need to, really you need His influence. You need the influence of the Spirit of God in your life as a Christian. To have more of God in your life, to have better hope, assurance, love, joy, peace, rest, security, confidence. The Holy Ghost shows us the things of the Lord Jesus. And He brings us abundant life and empowers us. We really need the Spirit of the living God. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. The Holy Ghost in him prepared the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Ever since then, He has been drawing and directing us to Jesus. He is here on the earth for us. Has been ever since He was in John the Baptist. He's never left the earth. He's just with you. The Holy Ghost is God on the earth. He is God now, or the God that comes to you, or better yet, the God that's down here for and with you. He is our life manager. I want to talk to you today about him. You really need to know the Spirit of the living God, for He is God. Let's give you a picture here of the Godhead. It's pretty really simple, but you really need to see it very clearly. To walk in the benefits of it, to understand it, to have the life of the Spirit in you that you need to have, to be the person of God that you need to be. This is the picture of the total Godhead. God is a Spirit. God is the Holy Spirit. He begins like this. When He created man, He breathed Himself, what He is, Spirit, into Adam. So that's how Spirit got in man. Adam fell to the devil, no question, no doubt about that. And then God sent His precious, wonderful Son. Now remember, God's Spirit's in Adam. Now, God is here in Jesus Christ. He is God. He is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's God. So the Holy Ghost was here now in Jesus. Then, that's over through beginning with John the Baptist. The Spirit of God, now after Jesus left, comes up on the man. God just so loves him. Now, he never from that day on left the earth. He's here with us at all times. Tell me, are you seeing and walking in all there is? Do you have the power? If you're filled with the Spirit and power of God, then it looks like we must be on recess. Most of the world doesn't know that the church exists except for our abilities. I've spoke this before, but I want you to think about it. If you are filled with the power of God, how is it working for you? How is it working in your life? Exodus 33:13. Listen to this. You know, really, it's really true. I mean, most people, they don't know much about God except these buildings and pancake breakfasts or whatever. But is the Spirit of God really functioning in your life to this level? Well, you need to think about these things. If it's not, you need to work on it. Exodus 33:13. Listen to this. We should hunger like Moses did for God. Moses. Well, listen. You have to know the Spirit of God to truly know God. Moses could not get enough of God. Now listen, this man Moses, who God sent to Egypt, he practically destroyed the whole nation. He led about 5 million people out of Egypt, working signs, working miracles. There's no one walked through the miracles and the signs and wonders that Moses did. I mean, Moses was a man standing in miracles up to his knees. And here's what he said. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, Lord, show me now the way that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. In other words, what Moses said, I can't know you like I want to. The natural man cannot receive the things of God. The natural man can know all about God, work for God, do great things. But unless the Spirit of God is in him and upon him, he can't really know the Lord. Another good example of this is Peter. Peter was taught and trained by Jesus for 3.5 years. Peter saw and knew everything about Jesus. When it comes right down to his life, he denied Jesus because he simply did not have the Spirit of God in him. He could operate in what he knew, what he saw with his eyes, but he did not have. You can't know him until after the Spirit of God is in you. Now, after the Spirit of God came up on Peter, when the Spirit of God was poured out after Jesus resurrected him, then Peter would say, you know, he preached the gospel. He would never deny Jesus again. He would go on and bring many into the kingdom. But until the Spirit was in him, like Moses, you really cannot know the Lord God if you do not have the Spirit in you. The Spirit in the man should hunger to know and have more of God. Moses is saying, apart from the Spirit, I can't know you. If you're not crying, wanting, expecting more, you're probably found wanting. Look, I want to just take a second here to tell you today, if you have a need out there today, if you're out there today and you're a hurting, suffering person anyway, and you need somebody to pray with you, you give us a call here at the station. We'll be glad to pray for you. I'm here live today. My number is 221-1100. Toll free is 888-221-8990. If you're out there today and you have no one to stand with you and you're hurting, maybe you're really going through something, maybe you're just really trying to get a hold of God, maybe you need somebody to pray with you, I'm here for you. You give us a call, okay? Listen, I see all the time beat down, beat up, defeated Christians who have no concept of the Spirit of God dwelling in them, bringing them comfort and leadership, never leaving them. We need to learn who the Spirit is and how to work with. This is really big. We really do need to know and understand the Spirit. You know why I'm doing this? Because I've been teaching the Lord for many years. I know the Spirit of God. I know the Holy Spirit of God. I'm living the benefits of the Spirit of God. That's what I want to share them with you. I'm living this thing. I really am. I am living, being led by the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God. I have the joy of the Lord. And I'm trying to tell you, God is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He is Spirit. He wants to dwell with you, in you, and comfort you. Jesus said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. I'll pray the Father. He will send another comforter, and he will be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because he can't see him, neither know him, but you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you. Are you living that? Are those benefits in you? Are you living with the presence of the promise of Jesus, with the Spirit of God in you? Are you comforted? Listen, if you're hurting after today, you just give us a call. We'll be more than glad to help you, to pray for you. And just really, if you're really struggling, I know I've been in that position myself many times, but I needed somebody to pray for me and help me out with certain issues. I just couldn't hardly work myself through. Give us a call here, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. God loves you today. He wants you to know that. Here's what Jesus said. He said, I come in the volume of the book. Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it is life. This is the quickest route to the Spirit of God. This is the strong foundation. Look, Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. What I say is spirit, what I say is life. Do you know everything Jesus said? Have you read, have you looked with your own eyes to everything that Jesus said? If you know, shame on you. You cannot walk in the Spirit of God if you've not at least read every word that Jesus spoke. He said, I come in the volume of the book. You want Jesus? I come in the volume of the book. Jesus said, excuse me, please. My word is spirit. My word is life. What he says is spirit. What he says is, this is the quickest route now to having more of the Spirit of God. Take in his word. It grows. It grows. It grows. Take it in. This is the strong, sure foundation. It's what he has said. You can stand on that. When I first came into the kingdom, about 41 years ago, I guess because of the call on my life, I had dreams, visions, visitations from the Lord, would hear from the Lord. He would speak to me. You know something? It would always be just like a question. He never really gave me answers. I had to walk it out and search it out through the volume of the book. God wanted to get my attention, to draw me to the Bible, to draw me to his word. And then over the years, through taking in that word, that would be the strong foundation that I need to stand on. It would be the Father's word. I got it out of the volume of the book. I got it by hanging in, searching the scriptures, hearing over and over and over everything that Jesus had to say to us and that the apostles had to say to us. But listen, even though when the Lord would speak to me, he would never give me any answers. He would just get my attention. That's all he would do. And then I had to search the scriptures day and night and walk it out and learn to trust what he has said. Are you trusting what he said? Do you know what he said? This is the thing that will give you a sure finish. The most of the Spirit of God that you're going to receive is through, he said, my word is spirit. My word is life. So if you feed on that word, then spirit comes out of that word, and the life of God comes out of that word, and that's your sure foundation, and that's your strength, and that's what will carry you during the hard times. That will carry you through this wicked, cruel world. You need the Spirit of God that comes out of the words of God, okay? Listen, search the scriptures. You find eternal life. You find truth in them. We pray to Father God in the name of the Lord Jesus. But the Holy Ghost does all the work of Jesus that gets done on the earth. Now think about that. God the Holy Ghost is here on the earth today doing all the work of Jesus that gets done on the earth. The Holy Spirit has always done all the work on the earth, but he was never in the man. Before Jesus, he would come up on the man and anoint him with the Spirit to accomplish his purpose. The man would not have the Spirit in him until after John the Baptist was the first man to ever be filled with the Holy Ghost, and he was filled from his mother's womb. The Lord said unto Moses one time, gather unto me the 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto me, into the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, now not in Moses, upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that you bear it not by yourself. This was not the indwelling Holy Ghost. This came when Jesus, the Holy Ghost, came to represent Jesus through John the Baptist. He's never left. But before that, the Spirit would come up on the man to do the work of the Lord, but he would not be dwelling in the man. Remember, we talked last time I was here, there's a lot of spirits. There's seven spirits mentioned in Revelation that stand before the Lord, that oversee the spiritual government of God, that oversees everything in the spirit realm. And even those spirits that came down here and were used by evil spirits to come against Saul, and Saul had an evil spirit from the Lord, and Abimelech had evil spirits in the mouth of the prophets, lying spirits coming from the Lord to bring Abimelech up to be judged, to be killed. And so there's many, many spirits. So that's why I'm trying to take the time to really teach you who the Spirit of God is. But God the Holy Ghost is God down here with you and in you. He came to represent Jesus and has never left us. Now, that's what you need to know. As it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Neither have entered in the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Do you know how to get that, my friend? Do you know how to get everything that God has prepared for you? God loves you. He's prepared great and mighty promises to you. Do you know how to obtain them, my friend? God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit now searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Has the Spirit shown to you the deep things of God? Has he searched you out? He will in most all cases use the Word to open up your eyes. Has he done that to you? Have you searched the scriptures that speaks to you, comes alive in you, leads you, guides you, puts desires in you? Has God done this in your life? If not, you're not spending enough time in the Word of God. Look, if you need someone to pray with you, if you're a hurting person out today, if you're broken in any way, we are here to help you. You're important to the Lord. I want you to know that today. So if you need prayer, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. Now listen, we've received not the spirit of the world. Think about that. We've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That would be your new born again spirit. When you're born again, your spirit was dead. But when you're born again, now you're translated into the kingdom of God out of the world. We might know the things that now that are freely given to us of God. Do you know and understand your spirit? Listen to this. The natural man, this is the man that's not born again yet, the man that's not washed in the blood of Jesus. The natural man, now remember now, this is the man that's not yet born again, receives not the things of the Spirit of God. See the difference? The natural man, the man without Christ Jesus, the man that's not born again, receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolish unto him. He can't know them because they're spiritually discerned. Only you can know them. Do you realize the value of that? Do you realize who you are here? If you're listening to my voice and you're a Christian, you're somebody, you know that? Do you realize who you really are? You have the Spirit of the living God, and you've received the Spirit of the living God. You're of the kingdom of God. You are not in the world, maybe like your neighbor. You can have good, nice neighbors around you all day, but who wants to be the nicest person in a burning hell? Listen to me, you're really important to God. You can receive the things of God because the Spirit of God is in you. That is really me. Only you, only the child of God, only the one that said, Jesus, come into my heart, wash my sins away. I want to repent and turn to you with all of my heart. You now, once you're born again, you have the Spirit of the living God in you, and you can receive the things of the Spirit of God. But the natural man, maybe somebody in your own family not born again. Maybe you're a neighbor. Maybe somebody you work with. Very nice people, but maybe they are not born again. They cannot have the Spirit of God. It's a very big thing. This is why I want to make this really point. This point very strong. You, if you're born again, you have something very special. You have God. The Spirit of God is God's presence. You need to know, do you know that? Do you have the benefits? Do you understand that? Have you spent enough time to know who you are? Have you spent enough time to know what you really have? Do you? Think about that. You have the Spirit of the living God. Know you not that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you feel something? You should. He is in your spirit. Ask yourself, how much real, noticeable power and influence does the Spirit of God have over my life? I want you to think about that, man. That's a good question, isn't it? How much real influence does the Spirit of God have over your life? That's big, isn't it? Does he really have a lot of influence? How do you make decisions? Do you make them by the Spirit of God? Do you not even think about it? Do you just go do things and go blindly stumbling into the wall? Or do you depend on the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct your life? How much influence does he have? I start by taking a look at the spirit of the man. Your spirit has been turned now from darkness to light. Once you're no longer the natural man, but you're born again into the kingdom, your spirit is turned out of darkness into the light. The spirit of the man, your spirit now, is the candle of the Lord. Now, this is your spirit is God's candle. God looks at you as the light that's in you. He looks at your spirit. He searches all the inward parts of the belly. God looks at you through the condition of your spirit, not what you do in your body. Most people think when they do something wrong in their body, when they smoke, drink, whatever the sin might be, that God is judging that. Listen, that's the department of Satan. What you're doing there, you're not doing it in the kingdom of God. God looks at who you are inside. You know, Jesus said, the words I speak to you, that'll judge you in the last day. God's not watching. He's not getting on you because you had a drink last night. No way. That's your problem. Satan drives you to that. Understand? God is concerned about your spirit. You'll pay big for your sins, without a doubt. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, that will judge you in the last day. You're not being judged today by God, but you will be in the end. But listen, God looks at you through your spirit. Your spirit is the candle, is the light that he looks at. He looks at what you're made of, who you are inside, okay? Remember that. He that had no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down. Now, is your spirit pure and holy? Do you rule? Is it pure? Is it holy? Now, if it's being led by the things you do in the natural, you're in bad shape. Your spirit should be pure and holy. Do you rule over your spirit? You should. How is it, my friend? Do you rule over your spirit, or does the natural man rule over you? That's what's bottom line here. God looks down at your spirit, what you're made of, how pure, how holy, love, mercy, grace, all the qualities of God. He looks at those things. He's not looking at what you did last night wrong. That's your problem. That's, like I said, the problem of the devil. You'll pay for that in the final day. You won't be judged for that this morning. Don't worry about that. God's looking at what you're made of inside. The spirit of the man, that's your spirit, is the candle of the Lord. That's how God sees you through and by your spirit. You understand that now, my friend? That's how he looks at you now. It's what you made up on the inside. Even Jesus, listen to this. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit. From the day Jesus was born, he grew in spirit. He got strong in spirit. He was a man like us. He grew in his spirit. He said he waxed strong, built up his spirit, got strong in the spirit. Think about that. Are you getting stronger? Are you filled with the wisdom of God? Has the Holy Spirit quickened you, filled you? Are you getting stronger every day? Are you growing in the Spirit? Here's how to tell. Are you walking out of the world? Are you wanting less of the world every day and more of the presence of God? That's how God looks at you. If you're not, my friend, if the Spirit of God is not leading you, and you're out there on your own making decisions, and they're wrong, and they're bad, and you're making tons of mistakes, you're not ruling over your spirit. In other words, you can't rule over your spirit now until you bring all these sinful things in the presence of God and repent and walk away from it. And you only can rule over your spirit when you build it up like Jesus grew and waxed strong in spirit. You get into the Word of God and you take in spirit and life, well, that gets bigger than the natural person. Then that pushes the natural person out of the way. The spirit in you then is bigger than the natural things. And that's how God looks at you. That's how God sees you. Your spirit is God's candle. That's what he wants to see. He wants to see somebody filled with love, joy, peace. He wants to prosper you. He wants to lead and guide. He don't lead and guide the natural man. He don't lead the God, the natural man. He leads you by your spirit. You present your spirit to him in a good manner, he speaks and leads you through that. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. Jesus loves you. He said, my word is spirit, and it is life. Jesus got the word from Father God. He said, my word is spirit, my word is life. Then in John 17:8, listen, Father, I have given them the word that you gave me. Jesus gave us every word that the Father sent him here with. Jesus gave us the word that God gave him. God's spirit. So his words are spirit. Note that. How you get more of the spirit through God's word that fills your spirit. Oh, my friend. Just take in the word of God, your spirit grows. The more you take in God, he said, my word is spirit and my word is life. You know the value of that? When you read the word of God, you're taking in the very spirit of God. You're taking in the life of God. That's what the word of God is. It it fills you. Pretty soon it gets so big and so powerful that you just rule over that spirit, and you want to yield to the things of God, and you push the things of the world right out of your way. Then, now listen, God directs you through the Spirit. Remember now, God's candle is your spirit. Now, God speaks and leads and guides through the Spirit, not through the natural things that you do. So if you really want the blessings of the Lord, Him to direct your life, build your spirit man up. Then, and listen, this is important. You have control of your spirit. When you die, listen to this. Then shall the dust return to the earth. The spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So your spirit never is out of the presence of God. Now that would be your spirit, my friend. Not the spirit of God. That would be your own spirit. How will God sort you out? Think about that. When you get to the end of all things, how's God going to sort you out? Your spirit always returns. If you're an evil, wicked man, your spirit returns to God. He puts it into a burning hell. That's big, isn't it? But now if you're a child of God, you're in a wonderful, magnificent, glorious kingdom forever. How are you going to be sorted out at the end? Are you washed in the blood? How about your family? Do you care about your family? If your family is not saved and you're not telling about it, you don't know who you are yourself in God. You understand what I'm saying to you? Are you concerned about other people? Are you concerned about all your family and friends? I'm telling you, the spirit, when they lay down to die, is going to return to God. And it's going into a magnificent heaven, or God's going to put it into a burning hell forever. How do you stand? How's God going to sort you out? How's God going to sort your family and friends out? Do you care about them? If you're not doing anything about it, never witnessing, how much do you care? Or either you're ignorant and don't really know the end. That's what I'm trying to wake you up today and tell you what you're facing. And are you right with God? Is your family right with God? It can be. All you have to say, Jesus, come into my heart and wash my sins. If you have a messed up son or daughter out there, you know what you have to do? And they won't listen to you. You're just simply, you be pure before God, and you just bombard heaven, and you just begin to pray. And as you pray, God will build a hedge about that family. And God will seal them and take care of them if you keep praying until somebody can get through to them and bring them into the kingdom. If you care, God cares. If you want your family into the kingdom of God, you begin to repent and seek God with all your heart and pray for your family. Look, we need support here. We really do. I'm paying for this thing out of my pocket every week now for 2 years. Get very, very, very little support, almost none. But we need help. And we appreciate you helping us out, if you will. It's Bob Allen Ministries. Bob Allen Ministries, gmail.com. Bob Allen Ministries, gmail.com. To send us a check, it's Bob Allen, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Bob Allen, Post Office 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. One more time, because I need money. Pay for this program. Bob Allen, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. We would really appreciate your help. And you know, we really would. We'd appreciate it. In fact, we have a chance to get on 21 other stations, and we can't even pay for this one, but so we need help. And once you know, we love you out there today, and we just appreciate you. We really, really want you to learn. Now, I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to continue, and I'm going to get into all the gifts, how they operate, how you can receive these gifts, or either let you know they don't work today at all. But one or the other, I want you to stay tuned. I'm going to really go through the Spirit of God. I'm trying to do a total, complete teaching so you'll understand. Look, Bob, email us, BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. BobAllenMinistries@gmail.com. Or to send support, Bob Allen, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. And you know, God bless you. Appreciate you. The Lord loves you. I want you to know how much you're loved today. You need to really know how much you're loved. You know that? Because you really are. You need to know the Spirit of God so you'll know how much you're loved. God bless you now. You have a great day. We'll see you again next week. Lord bless you and be with you and keep you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is boballenministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.